Later, we're going to learn Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We left off on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. We are two lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara is going to bring a Memra about if the coals get reignited after you already made it Garuf Fakatim, after you already covered it in ashes. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, Kitama, if it relights after the Ketima, Mashin Aleh Chitin Shehuchmu Kol Tzarchim V'Tavshel Shel Bishel Kol Tzarchim. You're allowed to put on top of those coals something that's already fully cooked. So Shmamina Mitzdamik V'Yafalo Mutter. So we see that if it's mitzdamik v'yafalo, if you have something that's going to, it's already fully cooked, but it will improve by cooking for a little bit longer, that's going to be mutter to leave on a kira that's not gerufa, and we're not concerned that you're going to be mechata b'gecholim in order that it should be mitzdamik more, in order that it should cook in its juices and make it even more delicious, because once it's fully cooked, there's no desperation. We're not afraid that you're going to forget yourself and you're going to do something improper. Says Gemara, no, shiny hacha dekatma, that's not a raya at all. The case we're talking about over here was, it was ketuma, even though it reignited after the ketima. Once it's ketuma, we're not choshesh, they can be mechata b'gecholim, because since initially you made it ketuma, you're megaladas through that you're not interested in the tavshil continuing to cook. But if you never did the ketima at all, it could be that you're not allowed to do shehia even on something that's already mevushal kol tzarcho, so long as it will benefit from cooking longer. So it says Gemara, ihachi maila meimra. But if that's the din, that if you're katma v'huvara, that it says it's considered to still be ketuma, what's the chiddush in saying that you're allowed to do shehia of a tavshil that's mevushal kol tzarcho? Says Mar Huva Tzrichle, the chiddush is that it got reignited. I might have thought that we go back to square one once it reignites. So Kamash Lan, that's why it comes to tell me, no, once you did ketima, then it's not going to go back to square one. Amar Abba Rechan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ketama v'huvara, mashal lecham shuuch mekol tzarcho, metavshil shebishal kol tzarcho, v'afilu Gecholim shel rotam, that if you did ketima and then it got reignited, you're allowed to do shehia with hot liquids that are fully cooked, hot foods that are fully cooked, and even if the coals that are in the kira are made of rotam wood, which gets very, very hot, hotter than other coals, and do not get extinguished easily. So Shemamina mitzamik v'yafalo mutter. Says Mar, do you see from here that mitzamik v'yafalo is mutter? That's something that would benefit, even though it's fully cooked, but would benefit from further cooking. You're allowed to do shehia. Says Gemara, no, shiny hacha dekatma. This is a case where it was ketuma already. Iachi malameimra. Then what's the great chiddush? Hover it srichalei, because it got reignited. So I would think that we get rid of the original ketima. We ignore the fact that it was ketuma once upon a time because now it's reignited. Says Gemara, hainu hach. But isn't this the very same din that Rav Oshia already said? So what's Rabbi Yochanan adding? Gecholim shel rotam it srichalei. What Rabbi Yochanan is adding is that even if it's rotam wood, which is very, very hot, nevertheless, the fact that you did ketima once is enough to permit shehia once the item is mevushal kol tzarcho. Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kira shi'isikua begefesu ve'etzim, that if you have a kira that you lit with gefes and etzim, even though it was not ketuma, so you're allowed to leave something that is not fully cooked on that kira. So okar, if you remove the chamin or the tavshil from that fire, lo yachzir ad shiyugrof ad shiyitenefer, well then you certainly cannot put it back on the fire until it's grufo ketuma. So kasav masnisin l'ha. So the Gemara explains, Rav Sheshes, who allows being masha on the kira that's not grufa, and he doesn't allow doing this, and the only thing he asers is chazara, holds that when our Mishnah said that Beis Hillel does not allow putting a kedera on a kira until it's garuf, that means to be machzir. He's talking about the din of chazara. But as far as shehiyah is concerned, you could do shehiyah even if it's not garuf, and it's not Kotum, like the Shita of Chananya. So now Rava wonders what exactly Rav Sheshes is being Mechadesh in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava, Travayu Tanini. Both of these dinim that Rav Sheshes is saying within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, we already know them from a Mishnah. What are these two dinim? That you're allowed to be Masha on a Kirashe in a Grufa, and that you're not allowed to be Machzir onto a Kirashe in a Grufa. Lishos Tanina, the idea that you're allowed to do Shehiya on a Kira that's in a Grufa, because we already learned in the Mishnah and Daf Yutes that Einos Nes HaPas B'toch HaTanur Im Chashecha, that you're not allowed to put bread in the oven when right before Shabbos, in order that it should then bake on Shabbos. V'lo charora al gabi gecholim, nor can you put a certain type of dough that gets baked on top of coals, because you're choshish, you can be mechata gecholim on Shabbos in order to bake it more quickly. Ela k'teshi yikrumu p'neha, unless there's enough time that it would get crusty a little bit on the outside before Shabbos begins. Hakarmu p'neha shari, but the implication is that if it gets it develops a little bit of a crust, then it would be mutter to be shoha al gabi eish, even though a stam taner is not garuf and katab, and bread is not fully baked. So you see from here that you're allowed to do shehiya of a tavshil that's already cooked to the point of machal ben drusai, even on a kira that's not garuf, like the sheet of Chananya. So what's Rav Sheshes coming to tell me with his first din in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? And now his second din is also obvious. I already know that one as well. Lahachzir nami tanina. The idea that you're not allowed to be machzir onto a kirusha in a grufa, I know that as well from a Mishnah. Beis Hillel omrim af machzirin. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to be machzir. So we explain the raya. Va'ad kan lo kashar Beis Hillel ela begrufa k'tuma. Beis Hillel only allows being machzir when it's grufa k'tuma. Av l'shein grufa k'tuma lo. But if it's not grufa k'tuma, then you're not allowed to be machzir. So there's no chiddush in the second din that Rav Sheshes says in the name of Rav Yochanan either. So the Gemara explains what Rav Sheshes means. The Gemara answers, Rav Sheshes nami diyuka demasnisim kamashvalan. He was just coming to tell us that the diuk from that Mishnah is correct, that if it's karmu paneha, then it's mutter, that if the dough is already has enough time before Shabbos to have a little bit of a crust on the surface, then it's going to be mutter, because through that we learn that you're allowed to be shoa chamin and tavshil, you're allowed to do shehiya of hot liquids and cooked foods that already are at the point of machal ben drusai, even on a kira that's not grufa, and that only doing chazara is going to be asr, but shehiya is going to be mutter. Now the Gemara quotes another shita in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kira shi siku begefes uveitzim, mashna la tavshil shmishal kol tzarcha, v'chamin shulchum kol tzarcha, v'afilu mitztamik v'yafalo. That if you have a kira that was lit up with gefes and eitzim, you're allowed to do shehiya of fully cooked foods, even though it's like a chalent. If it sits longer, it's going to be even more tasty. So a certain chacham says Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Harav Shmuel dami tavai. But wait, both Rav and Shmuel say mitztamik viafalo aser, that if it's going to continue to get more delicious, you're not allowed to leave it on a kira she in a grufa. So amalei atu les ana yada damar of Yosef amar vidom. We understand that Rav and Shmuel disagree with Rabbi Yochanan about this, that both Rav and Shmuel hold that if it's mitzdamik v'yafalo, it's aser, but we're telling you that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's takamotir. Amalei Ravuk from Meshon Ravashi, so Ravuk from a place called Meshon said to Ravashi that even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to do shehiya on a kira she'en or grufa, even when it's mitzdamik v'yafalo, but atun demakrat Ravisu, Rav and Shmuel, you people from Bevel who live closer to where Rav and Shmuel live, Avidu Rav and Shmuel, you should follow the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, and you should not do Shehiya when it's Mitzamek V'yafalo. Anan Nevid Rabbi Yochanan, we will do like Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei Abay Rav Yosef, Mahu Lishos, is it mutter to do Shehiya on a kira shein a grufa? Amle, Rav Yehuda mashulei va'achil. Rav Yehuda, they would do shehiya for him on a kira shein a grufa, and he ate from the food. So you see from here that it's mutter. So Amle, so Abaye says, Rav Yosef, bar minei Rav Yehuda. You can't answer the suffik based on that maisa with Rabbi Yehuda. The kivan de mesukan hu, he was dangerously ill because he had a certain disease called the bulmus, which was came about from starving, and he had to eat specially delicious and sweet foods. So afilu b'shabbos nami shay lemevelei, even on Shabbos you'd be allowed to heat up food for him in order to feed him, because it was a pikuach nefesh situation. So of course to do shehiyah for him on a kira she'in a grufa is going to be mutter. Leave lach mai. My shaila wasn't about Rav Yehuda. I know what the halach is for him. Shaila is about people like us, people who are healthy. Is it mutter? Amalei besura mashu. In surah they used to do shehiyah. Da Rav Nachman Yitzchak maridu uvdava. Nachum Bar Yitzchak was someone who was very careful, who was medactic b'masav, very much, umashu leva achil, and there would be masha for him in a kira that was not grufa k'tuma, and he would eat from it. Amar Ravashi, so the Gemara raises the following suffix within the sheet of Rav Huna. So Ravashi says, Keimna kamed Rav Huna, I stood in front of Rav Huna, I was mishamesh Rav Huna, vishahin lei, and I would do shehiya for him on a kira sheinu grufa, and what I would do shehiya with was a kasa daharsana, small fried fish in oil that was made with flour, va'achal, and he ate from it. So you see from here that Rav Huna holds shehiya is mutter, even if it's not grufa ketuma. V'lo yadana imishum dekasavr mitzdamik v'yavala mutter, imishum dekevin disbe mecha mitzdamik v'ralahu. But I wasn't sure why he held it was mutter. I wasn't sure if it was because he held the mitzdamik v'yavala was mutter, or because he held that the flour in this tavshil made this something into a mitzdamik v'ralahu, made this tavshil to be considered a mitzdamik v'ralo. So one reason or the other, he was makel. So Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, if a person eats something that's fully cooked, but mitzdamik v'yafalo, as it cooks longer, it's going to become even better, usr. So you're not allowed to do shihia on a kira that's in a grufa as it's being mitzdamik v'yafalo. But mitzdamik v'ralo, mutter. If as it's cooking longer, it becomes worse, then it's going to be mutter. Klolo d'milsa, the rule is, in order to know which food is mitzdamik v'yafalo and which is mitzdamik v'ralo, kol d'ispe mecha. Anything that has any flour mixed in, mitzdamik v'ralo. Typically, the longer it cooks, the worse it's going to get. Levar mitavshel delifta, except for if it's made with lefes, a certain type of vegetable, I think it's a turnip. Da afagav di isbe mecha, even though it has flour in it, mitzdamik viafalo hu. It's still going to be improved by cooking for longer. But vahani mili di isbe bisra, that's only when there's meat cooked in with the turnip, that in such a way the fat of the meat is going to weaken the koach of the turnip, and therefore or it's mitzdamik v'yafalo as it cooks for longer. Avales pebis from mitzdamik v'ralo hu. But if there's no meat in it, then it's considered mitzdamik v'ralo. V'chiyas pebis v'nami lo harman eldol kavei lehorchin. And even if it has meat in it, we only say that it's mitzdamik v'yafalo when you don't need it to be mechabid guests with, so therefore you're not makbid if it's mitzdamik av kabaylo lorchin, but if you need it for guests, mitzdamik v'ralo, then it's considered mitzdamik v'ralo, because even though the tam of the food is going to be more tasty by cooking for longer, but since you need to put nice cuts of the food in front of guests in order to honor them, so presentation is going to be important, so you don't want it to be so mitzdamik, you don't want it to look like it's burnt, even though it's more delicious that way, but if you want to, when you have guests over, presentation is very important. Lafta daisa v'tamri mitzamik v'ralahen. We just identify certain foods, a tavshil that's made out of figs, a tavshil that's made out of crushed wheat, and a tavshil that's made out of dates. These are all types of foods that are considered to be mitzamik v'ralo. Okay, Pesach Hashem, we'll pick up at the bottom line of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis next time.